is the normal shit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Normal Show. As usual, I'm your host, whatever you want to call me. And we also have Harry and Dave. They're here, as per usual, again. What's up, guys? It's been a while. It's only been a week. We're recording this on the day that the podcast that we recorded 3 weeks ago dropped 3 weeks later. I just took a little break. I don't know why. I just felt like it. I just felt like taking a little break, you know, for no particular reason. How are we doing, everyone? How are we doing? I've been off the grid. I've been off the internet, again, for no particular reason. Harry, did I tell you about my Key West experience?
No. What's up with Key West?
I guess not. I went Google floating Airbnb Key West Ocean. It's in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, now the Gulf of America. Yeah. Have you seen Google Maps, dude? They changed
it. Yes, it's pretty
cool. It's Gulf of America now.
It's bad, but Gulf of America does look cool.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny to see that it's called Gulf of America. Yeah, it is. So I was, then I believe it was still the Gulf of Mexico. So I was staying in the middle of the ocean in the Gulf of Mexico. Let me see if you have this pulled up. Dude, literally that.
This is where you stayed?
Yes, I was filming a video. Yes, it's floating in the middle of the ocean, dude.
What?
It's just floating in the middle of the ocean. I got off the grid as much as you could possibly be. If you checked my Find My Friends location, it looked like somebody had killed me and dumped my body into the ocean. I was staying at that crib.
Do you know about John McAfee?
Oh, yeah, the guy that created the McAfee, like, security thing,
consulting, and then maybe faked his own death. You heard about this guy?
I actually saw a clip of him the other day. I was watching old Norm MacDonald clips. I was just hitting the classic comedy hits, and he was in one of the clips. Does he have anything to do with Key West?
Well, he was chilling on a houseboat for a little while when he was evading the federal government.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing.
Yeah, he was like living on a houseboat.
I wasn't evading the federal government, but I was evading.
You were in international waters to avoid being canceled.
Exactly, dude. I had to escape. I was like, all right, I see this. I see a wave of internet comments
coming. According to the Geneva Convention, you can't get canceled.
I see a wave of internet comments coming. I'm going to the middle of the ocean. I'm going to sit at this houseboat in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. While you're sitting there hating, I'm kicking my feet up in the middle of the Gulf of America, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sipping mocktails on a floating houseboat. You know what I'm saying? Dude, that was actually like not a good, like in theory, hopefully the Airbnb lady doesn't see this. In theory, it's cool and fun, but only for like a couple days. Because you are in the middle of the fucking ocean. Like, you know, the week leading up to that, I kind of just laid in bed. And I was like, we should fucking go to Key West. And I didn't plan anything. Like, this is the kind of trip you kind of have to plan a little bit. And I kind of just assumed they would have some kind of grill, you know. But then I forgot that, you know, it's probably a fire hazard. You're on a wooden house boat in the middle of the ocean. So they didn't have any sort of grill or anything. So the only thing I brought, I went with my sister. I got raw meat, and she got flaming hot Cheetos. I got raw meat, microwave rice. They did not have a stove, and they did not have a microwave. They barely had electricity, actually. It was hot as balls, and you had to turn a generator on and flip like three switches in a certain order to get electricity. And then if you wanted to run the shower, I mean, you're fucked. You got to like solve a riddle and shit to run the shower. And the shower, see, go back to that one picture. It is beautiful, though. It was very beautiful. It was awesome.
How do you get to the boat,
dude?
To the house?
You got to take a boat.
You got to take miles a boat away to get to the house.
You got
to
take a
miles
20 minute,
away?
You got to take a 20-minute boat ride to this house. You can't even see the shore. And this is where I fucked up. I got raw meat, and my sister got flaming hot Cheetos, and we got there, and we were like, oh, my God, we are not going to eat tonight, because that was the last boat ride to the house. And I was so hungry.
You
felt like
all you brought was a sack of raw meat. And
I got chicken breast. Dude, I'm on my health shit. I got chicken breast and microwave rice. Yeah, dude, chicken breast, microwave rice.
You could, vegetables? You could have 35 mini carrots?
Well, no. I, you know, healthy to an extent. I'm not eating vegetables. I'll take a vegetable supplement. But it got bad, and I was so hungry that night. At like 1 a.m., I called the Coast Guard. And I was like, can you guys please drive me to shore? Can you guys please drive me to shore? I'm starving. We're starving over here. And also, there's something so ironic about, I don't know, staying at one of the most expensive Airbnb I've ever paid for in my life and feeling like I'm stranded, like starving in the middle of the ocean, which technically I was.
You literally, like, called the police because you had a tummy ache.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, well, they had a little emergency booklet, and they were like, listen, if you need to go back to shore for any reason and the boats aren't running, call the Coast Guard. So I called them, and they were like, what do you mean you're starving? I was like, I planned poorly. I didn't get food. I can't get a boat out of here. And they had those little paddle boats, and I was like, do I paddle boat at 1 in the morning miles to the shore? I didn't, but I thought of it.
Yeah.
Look at how fucking far.
Oh my god!
It's so far out, but I also ordered. I was googling like Uber Eats boat, and I ordered Uber Eats. And the guy messaged me. He was like, "Hey, I picked up your food, but it says you're in the middle of the ocean." And then I just canceled the order. He was like, hey, I picked up your food, but it says that you're in the middle of the ocean. Like, how do I get to you? And I was like, fuck. I thought the Uber drivers in Key West, Florida would have boats, maybe. I was literally, like, I was Googling, you know, deliver food by water. Like, is there a restaurant floating near me or something? Okay, see, that's bullshit. Because this says it doesn't offer boat delivery, but it totally does. I Googled it, and it was like, yes, it does. But that's probably Google AI. Google AI is a crock of shit.
Yeah, it is.
It sucks. But anyways, this guy delivered to a boat. That's kind of awesome. But yeah, so I called the Coast Guard, and they were like, what? No, dude, we're not going to give you a ride to shore. I was like, we're starving. And she was like, let's see if we can figure something out. She was like, we'll call you back. And she said, we can't send a dispatch team over there because what if there's an emergency? I was like, okay, you guys are the Coast Guard. You're the Coast Guard. What is the Coast Guard doing? For right. reals, what is the Coast Guard doing?
In the Florida Keys, no less, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess. But still, for real, what are you guys up to? That's like, Coast Guard doesn't do shit, man. You're fine. Just give me a ride to shore. I'll tip you well. And, They didn't. They said, we'll call you back. Never called me back. Had to take the first boat ride out in the morning. I just ate sleep. Which, that's a very first world problem to have, to be like, I bought this awesome-ass resort Airbnb, and I'm starving here because I didn't plan ahead enough to have food.
It's more than, or it's a cousin of first world. It's like a crazy, crazy move by you. to not bring anything other than raw chicken. Like,
it was a bad week, man. I thought, I don't know, I've been camping for Boy Scouts, and we have, like, propane tanks exist.
You didn't bring, like almonds? Like, thing of almonds?
No. Flaming hot Cheetos.
Baked beans?
No. Flaming hot Cheetos, raw chicken breast, and microwave rice. That was the... So we had to survive off of flaming hot Cheetos.
Wouldn't even be a good meal if you cooked it.
Yeah, what, fucking chicken and rice?
And that's it? There's no salt or pepper or anything?
That's true. Now that I think about it, I did not get... Sometimes Airbnbs have spices there, you know? I just thought they were offering a little bit more. But if you prepare well, that's an awesome-ass Airbnb. It was still fun. Like, the next day was sweet as hell. And, yeah, that was my plan to get off the grid, dude. I was just completely off the grid.
Did you pee into the ocean, like standing on the dock?
Of course. Well, not standing on the dock. I peed in the toilet, but then when I was swimming, I peed in the ocean.
I would have considered pooping directly into the ocean.
You would have considered?
Now, as I'm thinking this out, like, if you're isolated on an, like, I mean, how often would, that's a once in a lifetime. When's another time you could ever shit directly into the ocean?
When you're just completely alone in the ocean, you might as well. You might as well shit
it's
in
like
the
a
ocean.
Big, isn't it, doesn't poop go to the ocean eventually anyway?
I think so. I think that's where all the tubes lead to. There was a toilet on the houseboat, and I'm assuming the shit just went into the ocean.
Directly into the ocean?
I didn't see it like floating up, because poop floats. Poop is very buoyant. I have this distinct memory in my sophomore year of high school. Me and my friend went like swimming in a creek or something, and he had to shit. So I got out of the water so he could shit, and he shit, and all of it just floated up around him. He was like surrounded.
That's crazy.
And it was also like kind of like a public creek where people were swimming with their, like, you know, with the families with their children, and it just like came up around him, surrounded him like piranhas, and he was like trying to escape it. So it's very buoyant. I'm assuming the poop from the toilet went into the ocean, because I don't know where else it would go. But it was also odd in that Airbnb because the toilet was in the shower.
That is weird.
Like, it was inside of the shower.
That sounds nice too, though.
Yeah.
To have the shower going in.
Straight up from the shit into the shower. Don't even have to wipe. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to let my cat in because he's meowing. If he starts fucking with these wires, it's going to be a problem. All right. Cat is in the room. All is well. No more meowing. So what has happened in the last 3 weeks? Let's think. Other than my stuff. dude, Kanye West's fucking Twitter tirade. Did you see that?
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Yeah, how did that make you feel?
Jewish guy. I feel this way. Similarly to the way I feel about Elon Musk doing the sort of
the
Nazi
Hitler salute.
Hitler salute, which is that the problem is not that anti-Semites are in control. The problem is that, like, dorks are in control. Like, that this sort of, like, I'm not touching you ass behavior is like the group of people in charge. Like, I don't actually believe Elon or Kanye for very different reasons, like, have any actual anti-Semitism in them. I think they're just like kind of like trolls or whatever.
You can tell it's not raw and authentic, you know?
Right.
You can tell it's just a publicity. You can tell it's just a publicity stunt, you know?
Exactly.
Not because I would know what true anti-Semitism
anti-Semitism.
But I'm just saying, it's too on the nose. Like, it's transcended, you know, racism and anti-Semitism. Like, it's crazy. And also, like, I don't know what meds he's on.
Which,
like,
one?
That
Elon or
Kanye? Because Kanye, he tweeted, like, he was pumping out like a tweet per minute, like,
yeah,
Too Mad Style, who was a YouTuber that went on this like manic episode of tweeting, and then he died of like overdosing on opiates. So maybe that'll happen to Kanye, perhaps. Yeah. But anyways, he was tweeting like one tweet per minute. It was just crazy output, and it was all just like R word, F bomb, R bomb, F bomb. You know, Hitler was cool. Hitler was awesome. He's like selling merch with like swastikas on it.
Yeah.
And then like, not even getting, I mean, eventually his account got suspended, but for like 48 hours, Twitter would just be like, well, we'll just hide this. You can press one button and see it, but we'll just hide it. I mean, I don't know. Freedom of speech, I guess. And he, what was I going to say?
He did have one banger about The Last of Us. He was like, I'd rather be watching, replaying The Last of Us Part 2 or whatever.
he said something like, giving fat women lingerie is like giving knives to children or something like that. I was like, what kind of metaphor? What kind of metaphor is that? But it's weird on Twitter because the replies, you would think the replies would be like, damn, dude, that's like pretty insane, Kanye. But the replies would be like some checkmark bot account being like, get him, yay. Right. Get them, yay. Talk to them, yay.
Expose the people, them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The people are finally opening their eyes. All right.
Goat. Can you imagine the type of guy who is like actually radicalized towards anti-Semitism by Kanye? Where
it's like, like I never thought about it this way. That's interesting.
That Jews control so much money and banking, but then Kanye West tweeted a photo of a T-shirt with a swastika on it, and I got to thinking, and I was like, huh.
And I thought to myself, maybe he's right about Hitler. Maybe Hitler was kind of onto something.
Most of the Jewish people did take 9/11 off.
Yeah. For work. I guess they do control the media.
Yeah. Just learning that from X.com /
Kanye West. He went on that it was like 48 hours of just like, and then finally his account got suspended. And at what point can we keep saying like, but he made graduation, you know? I think we're well past that. Because he started, his first spiral was when he went on, what was it, Alex Jones? I think he went on the Alex Jones show, which that's a mistake in and of itself. And then he was dropping like crazy anti-Semitism with a Yoo-hoo right next to him.
Yeah.
And I saw a bunch of tweets being like, damn, Yoo-hoo called crazy strays just now.
Well, people forget Kanye was spazzing out on Twitter before he dropped The Life of Pablo too. It just wasn't as crazy. He was being like,
yeah, he's ramping it up.
He was like tweeting incessantly at Wiz Khalifa. I remember that was kind of strange. Let me see if I can.
I guess like at that, like when you're that rich and that famous, you're probably just bored, I get. Like you're like, all right, well, I've exhausted every single possible option for attention. Let's turn the dial up to a million. Let's be horrible. Kanye firing shots at Wiz Khalifa.
It's all deleted.
Oh, my cat, what are you doing? God, my cat has been so tweaky recently. He'll get like molly eyes, like his pupils will dilate like crazy. Whoa. And then he'll just start swatting everything with his claws and knocking over shit like a maniac. Squash. God damn it. Dude, my nose is still... I've been using mouth tape at nighttime to, like, in the hopes that it would fix my deviated septum. And it looks ridiculous. I look like I'm being, like, kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
Not working at all. So a lot of... I am, like, a consumer to my core. And I've always talked shit on TikTok shop. I'll see TikToks that'll be like, you got a mouth tape. Here's the results of mouth taping. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to try it. I literally bought something called like bean serum that I've been putting on my face. It's like bean juice.
Serum?
Yeah, bean serum. I don't know. Some hot dude was like, you got to use bean serum. I'm like, fuck, you're right. I need to look like this guy.
Is this it? Bean serum?
Yeah, that's literally it. I've been using bean serum, bro. I've been on my self-care shit, dude. I'm reading books. I'm reading fucking books. Serum. I'm reading books. I'm putting bean serum on my face. I'm using mouth tape. I got therapy tomorrow. Shit is falling into place.
Those are, which of those is the odd person out?
This is the most self-care I've ever done, and my life is, like, falling apart.
You're doing, yeah.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
My cat just jumped up and, he broke the right earbud. I see.
Testing, testing.
Yeah, I can hear you in my left ear, not the right one. You fucking asshole. I should have never let you in this room. Oh my God, you fucking asshole. I need to get like, I don't, who's that guy that would train dogs and stuff on TV?
They did a South Park episode about him.
Is there one for cats? I need you to fucking chill out, dude.
Evil cat trainer.
Oh, there we go. I fix it. All right.
Jackson Galaxy?
That's not a real. That's like a male stripper name. Oh my god, I don't trust this guy.
I am not an enemy.
I don't trust him.
See how she appreciates that. That one hurt, eh? I am not giving
up. It works like a charm. Jackson Galaxy, I'm here to train your cats.
Look at that. Look at that hairstyle.
Yeah. I'm not listening to advice from a guy with facial hair like this. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it.
He looks like an avatar.
He for real looks like, I don't know. That's he looks like Hard Rock Nick.
Hard Rock, I don't know.
Do you know who Hard Rock Nick is?
No.
Look up Hard Rock Nick. Hard Rock Nick? Oh, that's a deep cut, dude.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Yeah, he's the guy that like, he's like one of those Ty Lopez kind of dudes where he doesn't actually have money, but he's like, I just got back from getting so much top-tier pussy. This is crazy. Yes, I literally make girls squirm with my 7-inch cock and my Ferrari, and I make $1 million a year.
Yes, Hard Rock Nick. I do remember this guy.
He's in like a 2004 Camry, and he's like, this is just something to get me from back and forth, but I literally am just fucking so rich. And just had a crazy orgy just now.
Wait, Hard Rock Nick died?
Hard Rock Nick died? What? He died in September?
Hello, my name is Donna.
I was laughing at the zoom in. I wasn't laughing at the death of Hard Rock Nick.
My name is Donna. I'm Nick's sister.
Hard Rock Nick is dead? Damn, the jeans are strong as hell. She looks just like Hard Rock Nick.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Nick is dead.
Oh, he killed himself?
He killed himself? What about all the money in the top tier pussy?
Wait, this is crazy. Nick also shared a song before he took his own life. We discovered shortly after the song says a lot about what he wanted. No, is this real? Leave Out the Rest by Linkin Park.
He said that this song really spoke to him before he took his own life. I've become so numb, I can feel you. Did he really commit suicide? This is r/Linkin Park. Hold on, Google if he actually committed suicide. What? How did I not hear about this? I feel like that would have been big on the internet. He really died in September.
Hard Rock Nick has died apparently by suicide. Oh.
Wow. Holy shit. Rest in peace,
he
Hard Rock Nick.
Bitcoin legend?
I think that was one of that's all those guys that do right, like the business videos.
They love Bitcoin.
Wow. I did not know that. That is so sad. Damn, rest in peace, Hard Rock Nick. Off to a fiery start to the episode. This is...
Yeah, rest in peace to Hard Rock Nick. That is sad.
This is devastating news. Damn, dude. That actually is mad sad. I had no idea. And we're finding out so late. So yeah, late. Such a delayed morning.
Yeah. Hey, you think you've had a hard month?
Yeah.
How about
Hard
that?
Rock Nick. Hard Rock Nick... I guess had a way harder month than I did. Oh my God. What else has happened? Let's pivot from Hard Rock Nick. May he rest in peace. God rest his soul. I know he's driving Lambos in heaven or something.
Do you care about the big NBA trade that went on?
Oh, the
Luka Doncic?
Luka Donkey or whatever? Yeah.
People were really freaking out about that.
I don't keep up with the NBA, but what was it? He's really good and he got traded, and
he's
that's
really
ridiculous.
Good and he got traded, and everybody in Dallas is really mad, but then it's also like they maybe traded him because he was too fat, but it's like he maybe wasn't fat. I guess
he was too fat, but he was really good?
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of impressive. Or it is impressive.
Mark Cuban's probably pissed.
Mark Cuban's pissed, but Mark Cuban sold the team to the Miriam Adelson, who is a really strange and, in my opinion, evil woman. But for her kind of like political stuff, but also clearly is kind of a bad owner of the team.
Yeah, I don't
know. But she's hella funny looking. Wait, let me show you what Miriam Adelson looks like.
Let's look at this ugly lady. Let's check her out. If they're a bad person, you can make fun of how they look. Oh my God, she looks like Elton John.
Yeah, she does look like Elton John. Kind of crazy, right?
What the fuck?
It's kind of crazy just that this woman has like...
She looks like... Oh wow, that's her with the Trumpster.
Dollars, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a... like in a movie, if there were like a famous like singer, like if they had like an over-the-top famous singer, that's like who they would cast. It looks like a caricature of a famous singer.
Yeah. She kind of looks like Jackie Chan's mom.
Right. Is Jackie Chan's mom Chinese, I'm assuming?
Yes. I don't think she's Chinese. Looks Chinese. I don't think Miriam Adelson's Chinese, but she does sort of look like Jackie
Chan's
mom.
She's Chinese-esque. She's Chinese-ish.
Jackie Chan, hold on. Like a younger Jackie Chan.
Oh, I thought you said she looked like Jackie Chan's mom.
No, she did, but I'm just pulling up a younger Jackie Chan.
Oh, I see.
And then...
Yeah, I see that. She's got Asian undertones, for sure. She's got Chinese undertones.
I'm not just saying I'm saying she looks like Jackie Chan.
But I'm saying who is a Chinese guy. Thing.
I'm just saying she looks like Jackie Chan, who happens to be Asian.
I'm saying if you say that this lady looks like Jackie Chan, and Jackie Chan is Chinese, you're saying this lady looks Chinese.
No, because I'm just saying that she looks like Jackie Chan.
Dude. No.
She doesn't look like... She doesn't look to me like she's Chinese. She looks like Jackie Chan.
Right, but my point is...
No.
The person you're comparing her to that you say she looks like is Chinese. So you're saying she
that is
like
simply
this Chinese person.
That is...
So, by that math, through the order of operations, you can assume that... you believe she looks a bit Chinese, at least a bit Chinese.
No. I hear what you're saying, but no.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, I think there are good people on both sides of this, but she looks she looks like a spitting image of Jackie Chan.
I wonder if anyone has had this conversation ever. This argument of, does she look Chinese or does she just look like Jackie Chan? Dude, okay, let's see. So the trade thing, I saw a bunch about that. The Super Bowl, which I didn't really watch or pay attention to, but I did watch the halftime show, and that's pretty awesome to, on like the biggest broadcast in the country to just call Drake a pedophile after the whole, he's going to sue, whatever. That's kind of hilarious.
I agree. That was a pretty insane.
Kind of awesome. I've been deep diving.
One thing I will say, though, about the halftime show is a lot of people are being like, this was the worst halftime show ever. Or a lot of people are being like, this was the best halftime show ever. And it's like, what are you, a fucking halftime show connoisseur? How many of these have you watched? You watch them once a year.
Yeah, who cares that much?
Half-heartedly. You take a piss during that. It's like, who cares?
I feel like everyone says that every year, though. They're like, this is the worst fucking one.
Exactly. Nobody has any idea. It would be like being like looking... I don't know. It's like, it makes no sense. People being like... I'm a connoisseur of halftime shows.
Yeah, I have deep dived into all the halftime shows. I've run the numbers. This is statistically the worst one ever. I thought it was fucking awesome, but I also like Kendrick Lamar, so I've got a bit of a I've got a bit of a bias there. And I think it was dope as shit to be like, pedophile, bitch, a minor, oh, hell yeah, on the Super Bowl stage. And the fact that he didn't do his hits, he did all his recent stuff, which was like, I'm just regurgitating this video essay I saw. This is getting embarrassing. I'm watching videos that are titled like, why Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance was so important to the West Coast rap culture. I'm like, yeah. Yep, I am going to be the authority on this as well. And I can't even talk about it because it comes across so corny to be like, yeah, like Kendrick with his new discography has brought back the classic West Coast hip-hop sound, right, you know, putting right. on for Compton, as yeah. he should. And here's the symbolism of the halftime show and how, whatever, it just feels corny as a white man to do that, even though I've got the knowledge.
It should have been Chief Keef. That would have been way cooler.
Chief Keef would have been awesome. It should have been Speaker Knockers. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy.
Dude, if Young Dolph had done
Young Dolph halftime show. Did I tell you about the one time I was at a U-Haul place, renting a U-Haul, and the dude at the desk got a call when I was checking out, and it was Baller Alert by Young Dolph. Which is not like a well-known Young Dolph song.
That was his
ringtone. He got a call on his ringtone. It was like his ringtone was like, I smoke a lot of gas, drink a lot of syrup, walk up to the spot. They like Baller Alert. And he was like trying to like, he was like.
That's awesome.
He was trying to like turn it off really quickly and it played throughout almost the whole chorus. And I was like, dude. Baller
Even
Alert.
Even having a ringtone, it's like not so much anymore.
Yeah, you don't hear that often. I was like, Baller Alert, my man. I was like, not too many people know about Baller Alert off the Gelato album. That's kind of a deep cut. And me and him connected on that. Yeah, he was like, you are right, white boy. I was like, goddamn right, man. Young Dolph, rest in peace, King of Memphis.
That is cool to just be like, I also like that Young Dolph song.
It's such a good. You like that one, Baller?
No, I'm saying that would be cool to. Be
oh
like,
yeah, it was nice. Like,
yeah, dude, I've also fucked with
you. It was like, dude, I'm going to change my ringtone right now. Mm-hmm. You don't often see the ringtone stuff. I'm bouncing around a bunch of topics. I am out of my ADHD meds, so forgive me. You don't often see the ringtones that are songs anymore. I only know of like one person. Like my mom's ringtone for my dad is Hotline Bling.
That's awesome.
Which I think is hilarious.
That's adorable, yeah.
And then I didn't have like a custom ringtone. I had a little flip phone when I was in fifth grade, and I bought a ringtone that was the peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time,
yeah.
Fine. And I thought that was the funniest, coolest shit ever. And my ringtone, not my ringtone, but my alarm. My 10th grade, my sophomore year of high school, my alarm for school at like 6:45 for the entire sophomore year was Ocean Man by Ween, which is a song I love. But because it's in the SpongeBob movie, and the SpongeBob movie is one of the greatest fucking movies of all time. I am a pain to watch the SpongeBob movie with because I can quote every single line.
You're like doing a video essay.
I could. I might put that on the YouTube channel, dude.
SpongeBob has been putting Bikini Bottom on.
This is why the SpongeBob movie is so important for Bikini Bottom's culture. You see, when he did the when he broke into the Goofy Goober song at the end, he really overcame all the name calling. He accepted himself for who he is. God, I could quote that movie like fuck. Well, they're at the bar, the ice cream bar. SpongeBob is like, yeah, we're just a bunch of stupid kids. Patrick is like, we are not kids. And the waiter's like, here's your Goofy Goober meal, sir.
That's good.
And he's like, there's supposed to be a toy with that. Anyways, I watched the SpongeBob movie like 4 times. I was going through a dark time in October, September, and I watched it literally 4 times in like 4 days, or 3 times in 3 days. And I was just quoting the whole thing with my buddies. They were like, dude, chill. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Ocean Man. That's where I found the song. It was a SpongeBob movie. And every day, the entire school year, sophomore year of high school, I woke up to the drum riff in the beginning where it's like, Ocean Man, take me by the hand. Like, it was, at first it was like, I woke up and I'm like, yeah. And then eventually, after some time, like, that became traumatizing. Like, anytime right. I heard Ocean Man, I'd be like,
that's the problem with ringtones. Yeah. Or not ringtones, with alarms being good songs, is it's like, you develop like a Pavlovian response to it.
Yeah, so I you know, was sober from Ocean Man for like 2 years, and then I came back around to it in college, and I was like, what a fucking, just a legendary great song.
You know, it'd be a good idea to have your alarm be is what? To have this is a genius idea, actually, what I've just stumbled onto. To have your alarm be porn noises. Because think about if, like, you wake up and you
you're so embarrassed.
You have to, like, immediately turn it off.
That's really good, actually. Especially if you live at home. Especially if you live at home, guys. You're going to be more incentivized to turn it off. You'll be embarrassed. If you have roommates, you know. But imagine, like, if you're a real heavy sleeper and there's just porn for, like, an hour.
Uh-huh.
And your fucking roommates are like, ew. Like,
what's this guy doing?
Do you wake up to porn every day? That can't be good for your psyche. That can't be good for your mental health, waking up to hardcore pornography. Porn that has to be so loud for you to wake up.
Waking up every day to a woman faking an orgasm.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing.
That's a good idea.
I believe, I don't know, I don't think they fake it. I believe it. I think it's real. It takes away from it, dude. I don't watch porn anymore. I'm becoming a shaman, dude. I swear to God, I'm shaving my head. I'm going to get off the internet. I'm shaving my head. I'm going up into the mountains, get a robe, be like a monk or something. Valentine's Day is coming up. I couldn't be less interested in women right now, dude. Mm. I'm focused on a healing journey, the money, not in the sense that I'm like... I'm focused on men. I couldn't be less interested in women right now. I'm focused on dudes.
That's no, good.
But
you should staple your urethra shut.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a. I'm gonna castrate myself.
Yeah, I was gonna say gentleman's vasectomy.
Get a gentleman's vasectomy. Boom. I feel like if you removed my penis, like most of my problems would be gone, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know.
But then also you create a bigger problem for yourself. Right. That would suck. You do anything for Valentine's Day, Harry? Hmm?
No, I'm a single man.
Ladies?
I will not Harry, ladies.
Hit them up.
I will not be doing anything for Valentine's Day. I'm going to this weird this doesn't matter. I'm going to some fucked up art show.
Nice.
So if any ladies in the Brooklyn area want to pull up this
if any ladies in Brooklyn
show,
if any ladies in Brooklyn want to go to this fucked up art show, I'll be there on Valentine's Day. I'll probably go to Denny's by myself or something and just eat a bunch of eggs.
Have you ever had any really sad Valentine's Days? I had one, but then it ended up being awesome, actually.
No, because I've never really cared about it. Like, I've never thought of Valentine's Day as like a true holiday.
I agree, except when I was in
like elementary school, because my mom would get me a bunch of candy and cards, which now that I think about it, that's a bit odd. But not really. That's not that odd. But I feel like Valentine's Day is like for romantic relationships. And I feel like at a certain point, because I remember her getting me candy up until I was like 17. And I'm like, this is starting to get sad, you know, because I don't have a Valentine.
No, your mom can be your Valentine. My mom sends me little candy Valentines. You want it should stop there, you know.
Yeah,
it should just be candy. I think that's it.
Flowers.
I think like a steak dinner if your mom's
flowers, steak dinner.
Yeah,
a card that's you know a little.
No, but I would. I hope my mom sends me a little candy forever for Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry. I've only had a Valentine once because it coincidentally my relationships always end. before Valentine's
Day. In February.
Or it's like just beginning in February.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it doesn't really loop around. And I had one. And that, you know, Valentine's Day, it's kind of like you just spend a bunch of money.
Right.
And that's it. I guess it's cute if you have a significant other, but otherwise, you know, me, myself, I will be, I don't know, maybe I'll take myself on a date. People do that. People do that as like a self,
self-care thing.
Like people will take themselves on a date as like a self-care thing. To me, that's less self-care and more sad. Like if I go eat at a restaurant by myself, I guess if you, it depends on how much of a date you make it. Like if I'm buying myself flowers or like, you know, eating like a really fancy place by myself, that's a bit sad.
It would be funny to have a self, take yourself on a self date, but then get into like a huge fight with yourself on the date.
Just have this like schizophrenic argument with yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, I always take the bill.
Yeah.
Why don't we split it this time? God.
You start bringing up old shit.
You're just like your father. I am not like my father.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
You're moving to the other chair to have the argument.
You like tell the waiter. You're like, don't bring the champagne that I said. Don't. It's not the right.
And then you switch, and you're like, we'll have the champagne. Actually,
just bring it.
He's like, sir, you need to leave this restaurant. You switch chairs again. You're like, I told you this would happen. You always get us kicked out of restaurants with your argument. Oh my God. Yeah, Valentine's Day. What the fuck ever, dude? What even was it like? I don't know. Was it like Saint Valentine that created it? Saint Jeremy Valentine.
Which one of those days were like straight up invented by wow, this is a fire photo.
Fucking made me sick, dude.
Saint Valentine.
Was it for real Saint Valentine?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what you'd think.
Wow.
Possible ancient origins. Cool. Let's see. I wonder if anybody...
Is Valentine's Day just America? Look up if Chinese people celebrate Valentine's Day. Or actually, not Chinese. Look up in China, do they celebrate Valentine's Day? Or actually, maybe don't make it specific to China. Maybe just say, is it just Americans that celebrate Valentine's Day? Oh, many countries celebrate Valentine's Day. No.
Not all of them, though.
Not all of them.
Ooh, 15 Valentine's Day traditions around the world. Brazil, kiss on the mouth. Okay, saw that one coming.
I will say, though, if you are lonely on Valentine's Day, Hinge and Tinder and Grindr and all that shit, that's probably popping. So, you know, give that a shot, I guess.
I guess. I don't know.
I just would imagine, I'm not on the apps, but I just would imagine that everyone is like, oh, fuck, I got to do something on Valentine's Day. Right now, so you're
but you don't
want to
be going on a first date like on Valentine's Day. You don't want to be on Valentine's Day being like, "Where'd your parents?"
That's too much pressure. Like that's a bit too much pressure, I think.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to be like on a date where you barely know the person and you look over and there's like two people falling deeply madly in love with each other.
Yeah,
like you don't want.
But maybe that works out, you know?
Yeah,
like maybe it's like, oh shit, love's in the air. Like, maybe you guys are more incentivized to fall in deep love or something on the first date, I guess.
The secret to scoring a last-minute Valentine's Day. Hinge before Valentine's Day. That low-key would be a fun date, not gonna lie. Could either go very bad. Well, thank you. People are pretty crazy on Reddit.
We just going to this guy. Just gonna check out this guy's Reddit post.
I'm just kind of like, what is this guy's deal? Oh, he's on creatine, r/Bumble. Oh, this is kind of painting a sad story, actually. He's just on the r/Hinge, r/sports betting. Actually, this guy rules.
Dude, never mind. I take it back. This guy's awesome. I do that all the time, dude. Go to Reddit, click on a random profile, and then you can just – it paints their whole story. It'll be like r/HSV, r/ you know, their city, r/ tits on a stick. You're like, yikes, that's crazy. r/
ask a Canadian.
r/ creatine.
Lavish Lovato. Oh, wait. 55 reasons. So this guy, r/buy Canadian, r/law.
We're just putting this guy on like public blast.
Yeah. No, it's okay. He's doing okay.
I guess it's all the internet.
A lot of Vancouver. r/Niagara. Oh, this guy loves Canada. Leopard ate my face?
What? That's like a very specific subreddit. How many people are even in Leopard Ate My Face? What? Oh, no actual animal attacks. Okay, then what is this about? Interesting. Oh, shit. I just realized this will be coming out after Valentine's Day. Yeah. So, I hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day, or, you know, I hope you spent it with your significant other, or I hope that you spent it alone, but we're still happy. You know, I hope you had a great, great day. I hope you ate some candy.
Hope your mom sent you candy, and that's it.
I hope your mom sent you candy, and that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else at all. Fucking, ugh. I think, look up suicides on Valentine's Day. I would imagine the suicide rate on specifically Valentine's Day. Jesus. I just would imagine it's pretty high on that specific day.
Look up on the way. I'm so sad. Nothing matters.
Look up how many people on Valentine's Day. I'm curious, though. I'm not in like a weird... I'm just a stats guy. I'm interested in the stats.
Killed themselves.
Wow, that's a bit on... a bit on the nose.
Suicide increase? All right, well...
I told you, dude. I just figured there was, you know...
I don't know. This would not be in my top 10 days of the year.
What would be... Number one.
The days where I would expect there to be high suicide rates are, actually like the day after the Super Bowl. Cause I feel like
you think more people would after their team lost in the Super Bowl than on Valentine's Day.
Yes, but cause of gambling, not cause of.
That's a very good point.
I think it would be that.
Are there more gamblers or hopeless romantics in the world? You know,
gambling. You know, sometimes it feels like these ladies are gambling with my heart.
Yeah, <that's right>. You know? Two birds, right? One stone.
Yeah,
am I right, y'all? Huh?
Christmas would be a good day to. January 1st, if you're hungover, would be a good day to.
That's fair. St. Patrick's Day.
If I see one more fucking green shirt.
If I see another, I'm tired of people pinching me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, if you, hey, Derek, you pinch me one more time, I'm going to fuck him.
Dude, if you pinch me one more time, I'm going to fucking.
This is not like gray, it's fucking green. If you pinch me again, I'm going to fucking.
Okay. Dude, I swear my underwear is green.
My underwear is
green. Stop. Do not touch me again.
I'm gonna fucking.
There's a gun in my pocket. I will fucking here in this Irish pub. If you pinch me one more time, we might have to cut all of this.
If I don't split the G successfully on this next fucking Guinness, I'm gonna fucking here.
Right. Oh my god! What about Earth Day?
Maybe. Maybe.
4th of July?
No. Maybe. No. No. Oh, oh, I got a good
9/11.
No. Unless you're counting. No.
Unless you're counting
the guys
in 2001.
Yep. Then that's a few more. First day of school?
First day of school.
You're right. You're right.
It's like a happy one. What about, I still think Valentine's Day, because Halloween, that's a fun time. Why would you do that? Thanksgiving? No way.
No way.
Too
sleepy.
Yeah. just so tired from all the turkey.
From all the turkey, yeah.
Apparently turkey is like a, like it makes, scientifically, it makes you tired.
Yeah, it's got tryptophan.
In the same way that scientifically, yeah, there's fentanyl. They're putting fentanyl in the turkey. It makes you really tired. That's America for you these days. In the same way that eating oysters makes you horny. It's an aphrodisiac. Days where most suicides happen. There's got to be a chart somewhere. Who is that guy? Oh, shit.
Oh, this is the, so this is, it's a myth that people always. Okay.
Wait, so is there not like a, well, look,
it doesn't seem like it.
The holiday where it happens the most. Squash. What are you eating?
It just,
what
says,
are you eating?
Oh, what, Mondays and New Year's Day. Okay, I was right about
New Year's Day.
Yeah, according to whatever the fuck blog this is.
according to the
blog that's
this very reputable, the Mental Elf. According to the Mental Elf.
The Mental Elf sounds like a slur.
Yeah.
Calling somebody a mental elf.
Yeah, it sounds like you're calling this elf mentally disabled.
Yeah.
Kanye would say another word, but I am not him. So
I'm not going to say what kind of elf the I'm not going to say what kind of elf he was.
He was a fuck. Okay. Hold on. He was a elf.
Hold on, I've got this. Hey, it's me, the Mental Elf. Let's go. Come on.
I'm not going to do a mentally disabled elf impression. That's not happening. I've got this. I usually don't have the stream box thing like at an arm's reach, so I could just switch this up whenever I want.
Oh, yeah, baby. I can see the rest of the podcast like this. Maybe.
What?
The musculoskeletal elf? What rabbit hole have we found ourselves in?
The dental elf. If you pinch me one more time, I'm gonna fucking.
What is this?
I hate St. Patrick's.
Once upon a time, it was a very gray day in the woodland, and the elves were huddling on their little hiding.
Where are we?
They were sad when they thought about all the health and social care professionals they'd seen earlier, struggling to keep up to date with the latest evidence.
Yeah, elves don't fucking care, dude. Elves are making toys in the North Pole.
So the little elves set to
work. Excuse me, this is canonically incorrect.
This is canonically incorrect.
Elves are always joyous. They're not concerned about these kinds of things.
Elves are very joyous. They do not concern themselves with mental health. That reminds me, I got to fill out my therapy form for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Shit.
You got to have the intake.
Dude, therapy, I have only really done therapy. Well, I've done therapy twice. The first time was in college. I went through like my first ever real breakup when my freshman year of college, and I was so fucking sad, and I went to the therapy place, and because they offer therapy on campus, and they don't do walk-in appointments unless you're gonna. So I got there and they were like, "Do you have an appointment?" I was like, "No, but I really would like to talk to somebody." And they were like, "Like right now? Like you really need to talk to somebody right now?" I was like, "Yeah." That would be awesome, dude. I had no idea about this secret rule.
Right, you're just like, yeah,
where you can only do walk-ins if you're gonna, you know, if you're having suicidal ideation. So I was like, yeah, I mean, that'd be sweet. And they brought me to this room, and I had to fill out this form. They handed me a sheet of paper. It was like, so why do you want to? What? I don't want to. I'm just sad about a girl. So then they, I filled out this form, and I went to this Asian lady, and I was like, she was my therapist. It's unimportant she was Asian, but that's how I remember it. And she was like, so why are you having these thoughts? I was like, ma'am, I'm not going to, I just wanted to talk to somebody right now. She was like, oh. And then I ended up crying to this lady about, sorry. Like, I was like, I loved her. I don't understand. And she was in like the suicide department. So she really was like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm supposed to talk you off a ledge right now. Like, I'm not like a, you know.
Right. You thought it was like a kind of longer.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was the first therapy. And then the second therapy I did.
And you just did one session.
Yes. I did that one. And then they were like, every session after this will be $100. I was like, I'll see ya. I'll watch some breakup
$100? I'm gonna fucking
Yeah.
And they're like,
I come back and I'm like, I want this therapy is $100. I just keep doing it. I come back every single week. They're like, dude, you can't keep getting away with these free appointments just because you say you're gonna but I'm gonna give me an appointment right now. The second time was BetterHelp, and BetterHelp sucks unless they want to sponsor this podcast at some point, in which case BetterHelp is the place to go.
Yeah.
They do online like telehealth therapy, and I like had like a bad week, and I did therapy for a week, and it was, and then I had a good week. It was literally like a 2 week run of therapy. Then I had a good week, and the guy was like, "Well, you did it." And I was like, "Huh?" He was like, "You're cured. You did it. You speed ran therapy." I was like, wow. He didn't say I speed ran therapy, but that's pretty much what happened. I had one good week, and it was like, my job here is done. Be free. I was like, I don't think that's how therapy works. But, and now I have this new therapist who's in person, and it'll be awesome, hopefully. I don't know. My mom was like, you need to find a therapist who believes in Jesus. And I was like, I guess I could ask this lady. I don't know if there's specifically like Christian therapists. Or something.
I bet there are.
Probably.
I bet there are. But
we'll give this lady a shot. See what she's got. It's always pissed me off. You'll see people online talk about therapy or whatever. And they'll be like I don't know if you've seen this, but they'll be like, oh, when I told my therapist everything and they just looked at me in awe and shock of the horrors of my life. And it's like, there's no way. There's no way that it's that bad. And there's also no way that they haven't heard that.
Well, you know? It's fun. There's a whole thing. I mean, often therapists are like present as a fairly blank slate that you like project onto sometimes. So that's why that's like there's the whole thing about people falling in love with their therapists is like they're kind of.
Is that going to happen?
I don't think so. In my experience, I have had one extremely beautiful therapist that I was like, oh, shit. About
this is a good looking lady.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fall in love with my therapist.
I mean,
session three, I'm like, here's what's bothering me this week. I'm in love with you. I got to take you out.
You're laughing, but that's like that is a thing. Like people
seriously?
Yes.
I don't want to fall in love with this lady.
That's first of all, that's like the entire plot of the first season of The Sopranos. Is Tony
really?
Like falling in
I
love
need
with
to watch The Sopranos.
Yeah, it's good.
Sopranos is the only show in the history of shows where the fat guys are like cool as hell. Like
and not only are they cool, they're just like they're like so cool.
Yeah, and they're like so beautiful. Cool, and they're fucking, and they're sexually
in a crazy
like
way.
Like everyone loves the fat guys, and they want to fuck them, and they're also cool as shit.
Yes,
it's a very fat positive show.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard. Yeah. I need to.
Well, for
the
for men, I guess it's not a particularly
for men. Yeah, for men, for fat women. Men. Sorry, women, but
there are some. There are big women in The Sopranos that have.
Well, that's good.
That wield power in certain ways.
That's good. They need work too. You know. The Wait a sec. I want to fall in love with my therapist. Maybe I
can't believe you never heard of this. This is like the first thing.
I'm not a big therapy guy, dude.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, you could. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you will fall in love with your therapist.
But I just don't tell her anything wrong. Yeah. I'm like, my dick is too big.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just like so hard having such a big penis. She's like, sir. Yeah. You got
it. She's like, you're worried about the falling in love. Yeah.
I can't see you. Like, I cannot be your therapist.
You're like,
I'm crying.
Like, what's wrong? She's like, you're like, I'm just so hard right now.
I'm like, every partner I've ever had said I was the best they've ever had in bed. And it starts to be a lot of pressure. It starts to be a lot of pressure. And they say, you're so strong. And you're so hot and cool, and you have a bunch of money. giving her like eyebrows.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just not getting any better. Like, my life is just shit wall to wall because I keep going to this therapist to be like, oh, it's just so hard being so rich and so vulnerable.
Yeah, but therapy's awesome. Good. If you take it seriously, people, you'll get good results out of it.
Oh, I just spilled water on myself. I feel like I just stole a bit there. That has to be a bit I've heard. I feel like I've heard that somewhere.
The crying about.
Yeah, like having a hot therapist and being like, my dick is too big. I've heard that somewhere. Sometimes bits manifest themselves in my psyche.
That's how it happens. As long as your eyes wide open about it. But nothing comes to mind, I think. I'm not sure we invented the atomic bomb here, but you know, I think it can be an original bit.
Yeah, therapy tomorrow. I'll give you guys an update next week. Therapy right before Valentine's Day, too. I'll ask her on a date. I'm like, what are you doing Valentine's Day?
You're like, I'd like to book our next session for tomorrow.
Next session for tomorrow. Have you heard of this restaurant? Let's do it there. I don't know. I feel like
Friday 9 p.m. Wear something tight.
Yeah, that's the next session. I'll slide you the $175 beforehand. You pick up the bill for dinner. We got to get out somewhere. We got to go to a restaurant. This couch is too much, you know. I don't like laying down in front of you. You know, let's get dinner, stare eye to eye. It'll be nice. And would you look at that? It just happens to be on Valentine's Day. That's very interesting.
Perfect.
I hope this lady never sees. Ma'am, I want real therapy. I don't want to actually. Unless what Harry says is true. And then by therapist meeting number 5, I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
You'll know. Only time will tell.
Exactly. We'll update you guys on the therapist saga. First episode back, guys. We're back in business week after week after week, every Wednesday. Be sure to check us out on not only YouTube, but all the streaming platforms where you get your podcasts. Check it out. Goodbye. Take it easy. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.